30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, everybody? Coming back live, safe and sound from Mexico. Mexico. Jeffy, we're back. We're from Mexico. We're alive. We're not
back.
We're back, right? We're good. We're safe and sound.
I feel amazing.
This is a fun
trip.
We're
here.
Overall, it's a fun trip, right?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
You know, here's the thing. You're such a regular on the show now. I've kind of given up on your intro music. I don't know. You don't need it anymore. Like, you're just expected to be here.
I'm flattered. I'm flattered to be on the show always. No, I feel great.
Well, and also tonight, listen, we've been hanging out. Since Jeff and I were gone, we missed our good friend Robbie. So, ladies and gentlemen, one and only Chef Robbie is joining us tonight. Robbie, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
It's always going well, man. It's always going
Rob.
Well.
Long time no talk.
Yeah, we don't talk enough, do we?
No.
Yeah, we don't really, you know, get a chance to get together and talk about life's problems and figure things out. But I think we should do that more often.
Well, our season of hanging out is coming is quickly coming upon us.
So. Oh boy, am I ready for it? Are you ready for it?
Aye, hell yeah, man!
I have an idea.
Oh,
it just hit me.
Okay,
it just hit me. We start a man's club.
Ooh, a man's
like something.
What do?
We get together. Like, you know, there's people who join lodges and stuff like that.
Okay,
we
like
start
a moose lodge,
one,
right?
Yeah, but we start one. And we get together, and you know, we get some sort of agenda going. I don't know what it is, but I have a guy who will help us get our paperwork in order.
Ooh,
can we drink whiskey?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we can do a little of that, I guess.
Maybe it shouldn't be whiskey and pineapple juice. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, mezcal.
Is there a story there?
No.
Grapefruit.
No story?
No, there's no story.
No story.
Yeah. No
okay.
Story.
So
in this men's group, though, here's the issue I have. I mean, there'd be like four of us, and then because we don't really have any other friends besides us.
Mm. You underestimate the pull of, you know, the magic of... I mean, people want to, like, you know, they get around me and they're like, oh man, Jeff, I want to look like this guy.
Sure.
I want to, like, eat like him. I want physique like that guy. I want to be able to move like him. I'm like a panther out here, you know? And
you're the chef collector.
Yeah, well, no, I no longer collect chefs. I've given
know,
up
but,
on
that. But you did collect a whole bunch of them for a while, but you don't just let
That's
them
true.
Go.
Shout out to all
them to the wild?
Shout out to the chefs. Shout out to all the chefs out there.
Shout out to the chefs, that's for damn sure. Well, listen, let me ask you this, Jeff. Mexico, right? The trip that we just went on. I mean, I think one of the best things about our trip has to be the respect that we earned from the kitchen staff at the resort in Mexico. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the kitchen staff there was crazy. It was just such a busy. There were so many different things going on. They were running so many, like, banquet. They were running, you know, the restaurant. They were running our shit. They were running room service. It was insane watching the whole thing go down. And they were so helpful while that was all happening. So, I mean, it was like, you know, just for them to be smiling at us in their kitchen in that kind of a busy atmosphere. And the place was pretty booked, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, they came out afterwards at the last event and came out and, like, hung out with us and shook hands and gave hugs and, you know, we communicated and they were like, you know, hey, they enjoyed us being there. And I just thought that was really, really cool.
Shout out to Abraham and Diego.
And freaking Alejandro and Jesus.
Yeah, all our boys, Bruno.
Bruno.
Yeah. They're all out there doing their thing.
It's funny because for the most
Viva
part...
Viva la Mexico!
When you say those names, it sounds like an Italian gang. It doesn't sound like a group of Mexican cooks, does it?
Hmm. The Jesus that makes it Mexican, I think.
Oh, it could be Jesus.
I don't know many Italians named Jesus.
All right, fair enough.
Well,
it was awesome, though. I really, really, to me, that was one of my favorite things that happened over the weekend, was having that, you know, opportunity to do that. Because what happened when you guys, I don't know, it was Friday night. And
hold on.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite thing or one of your favorite things?
One of my favorite things.
Okay. Do you have one favorite thing?
Yeah. I do have one favorite thing. Can I tell what that favorite thing is? That's not what you think it is. We'll tell Robbie. Robbie will appreciate it.
Was it Big Spoon, Little Spoon?
Well, it's not really like that. See, I get night terrors, Rob, and so we slept together, so I wouldn't jump off the balcony.
All right. Call it whatever you want.
It's for night terrors.
I had to hold him in a figure four as we slept all night, just kind of.
That's right, and I'm so badass, the pain doesn't even hurt. I can just hold it and take it. And then I reverse it on him at night, and he starts screaming.
I'd hold him up in a crab. You know, just hold him up.
It's a weird picture.
Crab in bed, and he would just, like, snore. I'd put my earplugs in. He'd slip out if I moved, and that was the hard part. So I'd have to stay awake. So I was pulling all-nighters.
Well, half the funny part of the whole thing, it would be, is that every time Jeff would start to fall asleep, I would walk into the room where he was sleeping and just start playing Real American by Rick Derringer.
That's absolutely true. He did play a lot of Rick Derringer for me.
I mean, listen,
and I loved it every single
no,
time.
You didn't the first time, and you were like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, dude, Real American, you show fucking Hulk Hogan some goddamn respect.
Yeah, it was
Oh, man.
It's a powerful song, man. It's really catchy. It's really gotten under my skin. I'm thinking about getting a Rick Derringer tattoo.
Oh, fuck yeah. I think you should. Well, I think my favorite part of us being there, Jeff, might have been when you and I, it was you and me and another attractive young lady who was with a group of people that we were with. We decided to take a swim in the Pacific Ocean because we were there. And Rob, when you looked out to this water, the water was warm. It was nice. And then you looked out there. It looked like two sea otters or possibly turtles just floating on their backs with toes up in the air, heads poking up, waves crashing, and bellies. Like, that's what you saw
out there. Absolutely. We looked like sea otters for sure.
It was
big,
Jeffy and I.
Big, chubby sea otters.
It was Jeffy and I swimming in the ocean like sea otters. We were very, very we had a lot of dexterity in the ocean. It was amazing.
Oh, I'm very fluid. My body, it moves like
Blue Man Group. I think you move like Blue Man Group.
Yeah, it's magical because I'm in sync with the rhythm of the sea.
Like a sea unicorn?
A sea horse.
A narwhal?
It was a narwhal.
Yeah, you move like a narwhal.
it looked like a narwhal that their blowhole was clogged. That's what it looked like when we were swimming.
Just a fat narwhal. A really stuffed up narwhal that was like so chubby, and it kind of like came over his horn a little.
It had a cold.
That's horrible.
That's a dirty narwhal.
Yeah, but that was great. I like that, and I also like Jeff and I got a couples massage on the beach together, which was very nice.
That was actually magical. It started out very, very awesome because I was laying there, and her fingertips were very rough.
Yeah.
And before the oil went on, she kind of like did this like brushing motion all over my back. When I later realized that her fingertips are rough on purpose, so that way she could exfoliate the skin on my back, a little sand in there, and then she got the oil going all over my back, and then it was on. I mean, it was a fantastic massage for
$20. And it was only $20, too. It was $20.
Everyone who came here, I gave $5.
Hey, listen, Ryan Christopher, our buddy, just chimed in. I got to tell you what he said. He just chimed in. He says he's picturing Patty listening to this going, okay, I'm sensing laughing. I'm seeing some suntan lotion. Dude's making jokes on a freaking text message. But yeah, I think the best part about the couple's massage is when Jeff reached over, he just grabbed my pinky and held it. It was like a little, like his ring finger and his pinky finger reached over and grabbed my pinky. It was very nice.
I didn't bring my camera, but I had a little tripod. I really wanted to set up. We were going to try to get a massage like that in the room, and I wanted to just film it, just so we had it, you know, just for later, just so we could watch it together when we hang out in the basement and have drinks, put it on the projector, and just, you know, kind of remember that moment.
Yeah.
It was really special.
Just live in the moment.
It
was warm.
Smell of the ocean, the smell of plum, so close to me.
I am a very good smelling individual, though. Come on, Jeffy. I very rarely smell bad.
No, I'm. Your musk is magical. I mean,
uncomfortable.
It fills a room.
I do have a nice musk.
Is it? It's
oh my god.
What was your favorite part, Jeffy?
Trip. My favorite part was, I think, besides being in the ocean, because that was amazing, being in the ocean with Baby G, just being around Baby G in general, she was fucking awesome.
She's really close with our good friend Michelle Ragusa, so that was
her. That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. I loved meeting all the chefs. I loved meeting Penny. I loved meeting all her friends, her mother. I loved meeting, David. I loved meeting Rudy.
Good brother. We're going to have him on the show. Just an episode with Tim.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
I even loved meeting Kasuji and what's the other guy? Jamaica. I loved meeting Jamaica, and her whole family was amazing. That was awesome. And just seeing all these chefs and then getting to actually do a demo was fucking awesome.
Let me take the stick on that and describe what happened. So when Jeff got there, we were just hanging out, and, you know, Jeff is a very charismatic person, Robbie, so... All of a sudden, I look over, I leave Jeff alone for 2 seconds, I come back, and all of a sudden, he's competing in the Chopped Challenge the next day, and he's doing a demo the next day. But I'm like, he's here to be my guest, and now he's fucking doing all this stuff. But it was awesome. I love seeing that and giving him the opportunity to have that. That was awesome, him getting that opportunity.
Absolutely. I thought it was fun.
Your demo was great.
So those are my two favorite things.
Tell everybody what you demoed. That was pretty cool.
What did I demo? I demoed a skewer. Of a little thinly sliced cured pork. We cured some ham, some pork loin, and so I took that raw, sliced it really, really thin, and took a shrimp and skewered them together and made kind of like a cilantro yogurt sauce and put it on top of like a veggie slaw sort of thing. It was really tasty. It was like, you know, light.
There's some great pictures, though. He's sitting there. I got some great pictures, too, of him doing. He's there. He's got his microphone on in front of a crowd. And, I mean, dude, the crowd loved you.
I want one of those microphones. I like, because I'm a guinea, I need to be able to talk with my hands. You know, I need to have, like,
oh god,
you know, I need to have that, like, freedom to be able to, like, express my, you know, get into the motions of what I'm trying to say.
We're 3.5 hours into his demo, and I'm finally looking at somebody to give him the light that's like, okay, go home, enough of this. Here's the green light to be done. The red light done.
It definitely felt like it went on for longer than it should have. I was definitely feeling like...
It didn't feel like it did.
I was like, here I go. I'm just chopping and chopping. And this is me up here making slaw. Yeah, uh-huh.
So you made me questions about slaw.
Yeah, exactly.
Prep beforehand?
Oh boy.
Let's just say the kitchen was really busy, and it was.
They were busy.
I, for instance, had everything last minute. You know, I mean, is it too early to talk about the home team? Is it too early to talk about that?
Go for it.
There's an advantage to be able to speak Spanish in Mexico.
Totally.
Like, all of our friends who spoke Spanish really well got much better help because they could ask for it. And, you know, my Mexican, or excuse me, Spanish is un poquito. I learned...
Well, wait a minute. Time out. Jeff got there on Wednesday, and by Friday morning, he's like, dude, I totally speak Spanish. He's walking around. He's like, no, look, I'll talk to him. Like, if something goes wrong, Jeff would stand up and put his hands, I got this. He was like,
man.
Tranquilo, suave, what was it?
Yeah, tranquilo, suavemente, despacito.
Just like
everybody understood me.
You just kept saying
everybody just Vegeta. Looked at me and was like, whoa, this guy. I'm telling you, man.
Meanwhile, the basics of my Spanish was like, Corona, tequila. And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay. Yep.
That's amazing. No, and Plum also had his, you had your jammy out. You had like the app out.
I had a translator on my phone.
Plum's like pumping stuff into the app, and he's like, nah, I got this, bro. And then he'd go back to him, and like, you know, we would like butcher the words. It would be like, you know, no oblo abatim tum. And like, yeah, we'd just be like, what?
At one point, in a long sentence we had figured out in Spanish, and we went and said it to the guy, and he just looked at me and he goes, he goes, what are you speaking? What are you speaking? Japanese? Is that Japanese? Because I don't speak Japanese. I'm like, oh, he speaks English. Okay, hold on.
God.
Yeah. Robbie, have you ever had to deal with like a language barrier in a kitchen?
Yes. Yeah. One was I was the only English speaking. Everybody else spoke French. That was rough.
That's tough.
They all just hated me anyway because I was American.
Sure.
The pastry guy kept throwing my knife roll in the garbage. Ugh. And I was only there to stage because the chef was like a friend of one of my chefs. And he was like, come in, come in. You know, we like styled him out at dinner. And then he's like, come in, come in. And I went in. It was like the worst day of my life, my culinary life. It was just fucking mean. I mean, I was like, I could have stayed at work and gotten yelled at and had people be mean to me.
I never really got mean with anybody, Jeffy, but I think when we had our dinner and we were doing our plated dish for the dinner, I got a little loud. I raised my voice a little bit.
Well, you had it was like, it's like herding cats at one point. It's like, because I'm telling you, no one spoke our language, and once the pressure was on, we're like trying to say stuff, and Plum's going, closer, no, put the stuff closer. Closer, closer.
Like the food
closer.
On the plate, make it tighter on the plate, and they kept putting so much.
Yeah, then it kept going tighter, tighter, closer, tighter. And they're like looking at him, like, "What the?
Did you
saying, dude?
Did you didn't go tighter? O?
Jeff was yelling that. Jeff was going tighter.
I kept going el closo, el closo,
el closo.
Yeah, that totally works, man.
He's like,
I was like,
tighter mente. Oh, that's not a fucking word. But it was funny because the second you start raising your voice, they would move fast. I mean, it was the most. It was pretty inefficient, but we got it under control. And I was like, "You do this, you do this, you do this." You know, like you're plating up a big catering. And I was funny to Jeffy. I was like, "Jeffy, we got to switch. This is. I got to move. I got to move."
I was watching him from like the other side. I'm like stacking the plates and laying them out.
He's on Expo side of the line. I'm behind the line.
He's on the other side, like, you know, making sure people are putting the plate the way he wants it, and like, you know, and then all of a sudden shit starts popping, and I look across the fucking window, and it's like watching this long widescreen TV, and Plum is behind. He's like a foot and a half taller than everyone else in the kitchen. He's rubbing his giant purple hair. He's like, his eyes are up in the air. He's just like, oh my God. And I see like hands just flying around each other and people grabbing one bottle and doing like 10 different things on plates. And he was just like, stop.
That's Alto.
And then he makes everyone do one thing at a time, and everyone all of a sudden it like started to rhythm. And then he was like, "Jeff, come over here, please." And I was like, "Yep." I was like, "It was so awesome! It was so awesome!"
Yeah, like, how many plates did you have to put out like that?
I mean, what was that, Jeffy? Was it like 90 or something? I don't remember.
I don't even remember. No, more than that. Because remember, we had to cook the.
We did make. Was it like 100 and it was like 110, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
So it was more than they originally said, but less than they said in the second time around. So,
yeah.
And it wasn't easier for you guys to just do it yourself?
Well,
in like groups of 20?
Let's just say in retrospect, less it would have been. It would have been. But like we made it, so we cured a ham, we had a sliced ham, and we made drop biscuits, and then there was a salsa, and then there was a sauce, and then there was corn shoots. Like, it was a nice looking dish.
It was a sexy little dish.
I saw it on Instagram. It was beautiful. I liked it on Instagram.
We worked hard at it, man. We really did. I mean, the cool thing was we went to this place, that kitchen we don't know, with people we don't know, And we cured. I asked for pork tenderloins. I got pork loin, but whatever. I cut the pork loins up. We cured them for 2 days, and then we built a the old school like smokers you would build at a hotel back in the day. Hotel pans and some wood and perforated pan and a hotel pan on top. And we basically smoked these things for, God, Jeff, what was it, 10, 12 hours?
Something like that. It was a long time.
And we cooled them down and sliced them up. And it was delicious. It came out great.
Yeah. They were eating it the next day.
Had those guys ever seen anybody do shit like that? Or were you guys blowing their minds?
Oh, I think we were.
No, I think the head chef had.
Yeah. But I think the rest of the guy. I don't know how to. Yeah, I guess he had. He seemed to. He said, oh, very nice. But, I think he said that a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good.
They
man.
Were great.
It really was. It was cool, and the best part was just making those friends at the end. And a buddy we made there, Diego, keeps sending me messages, and they're coming in Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish, so I just send them messages back in English, and we just communicate that way.
No, okay.
So funny.
It's hysterical. He just sends me something, and occasionally I recognize the word. The one thing that was hysterical, though, and then we can move on here in a minute, that or get past Mexico, but Diego was the best. I think he was probably one of the higher up on their brigade. I don't think he was sous chef, but I think he was probably a lead line or something like that. Did you get that vibe too, Jeff?
He wasn't a cinnamon?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
He wasn't a cinnamon.
But, he was about a cinnamon, I think, a cinnamon.
But he walked into the kitchen probably the second day we were there, and he just looked right at me and Jeff, and he goes, "Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games." He was singing clear as day, Guns N' Roses. He didn't know what the fuck any of it meant, but he was singing it, boy. And he was getting hard. And so, I did what any other fucking cook would do when that happens. I looked right at him. I started singing with him. And then Jeff did the same thing.
Oh, yeah. So he kept screaming. Coming over with every American song he could think of.
He did.
He would come over. And if he didn't know the words, he would sort of go, yeah.
He was
crazy.
Yes,
but that's how it goes. Bigger than butter.
And then we were maybe, we would just get down with them and pump our fists and, But that Friday night when the whole event was over, he's outside with us showing us pictures of his daughter and, it was just really cool.
Nice.
Hugging us.
Yeah. I think in any industry, in any line of work, there's nothing better, there's not a better feeling in the world than the respect from your peers. That is the best feeling in the world to me.
I loved it. It was a lot of fun to work with those guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
It made me miss the old restaurant days a lot.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But then again, it sounds like a fun idea to do. We're there and you miss it, and then if you got hired to go work there and be the executive chef, after a week you'd be like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, or if you're stupid enough to open up your own restaurant and then you're like, okay, I gotta get a new private chef.
Yeah. That'd be terrible. But overall, we had some hiccups getting home. That's for another day. But overall, the trip, the people there, really amazing. Big shout out to Payne Davidi. Thank you for the invite. Shout out to David Fuerte, who was an awesome chef. We're going to have him on. Jamika, she's fantastic. Of course, our good friend, good sister, Michelle Ragusas. Really just a great group of people, man. We had a lot of fun with them.
They were the best. It was so much fun. I love Michelle Ragusa. She is she's just the coolest. She really is. She's just I just loved her whole. She's having so much fun. So many people loved her. It was awesome to watch her get down.
I mean, listen, so the Chopped Challenge they did, it was a 2-day event, and so one day had a winner, and the next day had a winner, and then the third day it was the winners went against each other. And the first day of winners, I won. I was the winner. And then Michelle won the next day. And I don't know. I think Michelle might have a bit of the hometown crowd there. I don't know. It seemed a little sketchy. But, I'll give her the win. I made a fucking pizza out of nothing and cooked it on a grill. It was delicious.
That's very impressive. Yeah. I think next year you guys have to wear body cams.
Ooh.
Can we get a sponsor for that so that we can have some video to go with this?
I mean, it sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
You guys are kind of you guys are kind of social media whores, and I felt like you were underrepresented in
I have some stuff that I haven't posted yet. I just haven't, like...
What happens in Mexico? Cloud is in Mexico?
Yeah, well...
Or something?
Like I said, I had night terrors, so Jeffy made sure I didn't jump off the balcony.
Okay.
It was actually... You know, sleeping with Plum is not as bad as you would think it is. It's really nice. It's really warm. He's like gentle. Like, yeah. You know, he doesn't throw big elbows like you think he would. He's like, you know,
Was it temperature hot down there?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was like 80 degrees, right, Jeffy? What do you think?
Did you bring your air conditioner?
Our room definitely had an air conditioner.
No, Plum. Yeah. Mate, he brings his own.
I do. I have been known to build an air conditioner and bring it with me, but unfortunately, in our villa, we did have an AC, and it was set to 45 the whole time we were there.
Snow. Nice.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, shout out to Villa Estancia. They they brought me the blankets when I needed them. They brought me a pillow. They had air conditioning. They had amazing staff. Thank you.
All right. There we go. That was Mexico. It was great. We'll post some more pictures of it soon, though. Had a lot of fun. Great chefs, man. I appreciate the opportunity to be out there. Anyway.
Learned a lot. Jackfruit. Yeah.
No, we did learn about jackfruit. That's true.
Lots about jackfruit.
Check
great
it out,
jackfruit.
Gentlemen. We're going to play a quick commercial spot. I'm going to grab a quick beverage, I think. And then I think our friend Patty Griffin's going to come on here for a little bit. She's got a show coming up here very soon. And, you know, whenever Patty comes on, some weird shit always happens. So hopefully, you know, we'll see, right? What do you think of mediums,
Jeff? Bring her out.
Are you into mediums, Jeff?
I'm not. It's not that I'm into mediums or not into mediums. I just, I'm into
medium
Jesus.
Rare?
You know, so what I do is I like to, like, I take it all on the arm. I would never say anything other than that's very interesting.
Yeah. How about you, Robbie?
Medium rare?
You like medium, psychic medium. Are you into it?
Yeah. Boom.
You're supposed to talk for a second, Robbie, so I can grab my soda I need to grab.
So I'm kind of in the same, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that I can't explain. So who am I to knock somebody if they've been gifted with something that maybe I haven't? I haven't been proved in either way.
I think you have gifts.
His opinion is magical.
Oh, fuck yeah. We're going to get some opinion from Rob later on tonight, by the way.
Yes.
Get a little opinion from Rob. Anyway, guys, check it out. We're going to I'm excited. Here, make a little beverage. And then we're gonna come
what
back.
What kind of beverage?
We're gonna talk to a little vodka and soda. Simple.
Nice.
We're gonna come back and we're gonna get our friend Patty Griffin on the horn. Talk to her for a few minutes, which is always fun. So stay right there. We'll be right back with Plum Love Foods Live, guys. Hang tight, we'll be right back.
It's improved. It's powdered water.
Powdered water. Our team of scientists and water specialists have toiled many long hours to develop a complicated and proprietary formula, but the wait is over! Powdered water is here! It's totally organic, gluten-free, it's cleaner than Lake Minnetonka. Powdered water. We took powdered water to the streets of New York City. And let some lucky people try powdered water.
I don't get it. Do I sniff it?
Powdered water.
So I add it to my water and it makes it taste better.
Powdered water.
Powdered water's amazing. I can feel the difference now. Wow.
Wait.
Wow.
Was that good?
Just read it.
Powdered water.
Powdered water may cause fits of hysteria, hip dysplasia, hypertension, restless leg syndrome, lupus, loss of toes, AIDS, insomnia, demonic possession, but in some cases, it makes me awesome.
A sizzle plate product.
Yeah, coming back live right here, Plum Love Foods Live. Hope you guys are having a great night, man. Sitting in right now, we got Rob Prado, Chef Robbie, and of course, the one and only Chef Jeff is sitting in with us tonight. I got a little word salad there. I apologize, Jeff. A little word salad. I didn't mean to. It just kind of happened. No? All right, well, That's the way it goes. Robbie, what do you think? You ever heard of word salad?
Word salad, yeah. I like the pasta.
Oh, my mic was muted. Sorry. I muted my mic. Well, just coughing.
Well, listen, you guys, we're lucky enough. Friend of the show, amazing medium, the one, the only, the beautiful Patty Griffin is with us. Patty, hey, honey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am fantastic. We just got done recapping our whole trip to Mexico and the craziness that went on there and getting ready for the summer. I know you just had an amazing show that my entire family went to. They're still talking about it. That show was incredible.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. And you had a great turnout for it, right?
We did. We had a great turnout. And I have to tell you that your family is amazing.
Oh, you're very, very sweet. I like them too. For a little while, I was thinking about selling one of them, but I think I'm going to hang on to them.
I think you should keep all of them. They're all pretty amazing.
Thank you very much. Well, hey, you have a fun show coming up here very soon, right?
I do. I have Mohegan Sun this Saturday.
It's this Saturday night at Mohegan, right?
Yes, at 4 o'clock.
At Comics, right?
Yes, at the Comics.
Nice, nice. That's a great place to be. Jeff, we've been in there. You remember?
Love Mohegan. Love Mohegan. Love the Comics there. It's a really fun time.
Yeah, it's a great time over there. It really is. I love it. Now, Patty, when you do shows at the casino, is it a different type of people? Is it more, are people, I guess, a little more vivacious because they're at the casino, or are they more calm?
I think they're more vivacious because they're at the casino, and, you know, they're drinking and stuff, too, so it's a little bit different for me. But they're all there wanting to have that message from their loved ones, so it's all the same thing in the end.
Well, listen, I think it's amazing. I think what you're doing is amazing. I'm so glad. It's the second time being there, right?
It is. The last time we sold out, we had over 250 people. There was so many people that this time they want to actually, like, they're going to cap it 50 less just because of the way it's set up.
Well, when it's that many people, does your brain just go ape shit? Like, it can't concentrate? It can't focus? There's so much going on?
You know, no, I do know where I'm going. There could be 1,000 people, and I say bring it. But it's a little different because I'm used to the auditorium seats, so I could stand and look.
Right.
And know, I could say, okay, you second to last row in the blue shirt. And at the Comics, though it's great, it's a little bit different because of the seating. So there's tables and the lighting, so we have to really turn the lights on this time. We had to tweak it a little bit from last time.
Right, right.
So it will be great. Yes, we just, you know, practice makes perfect, and it was my first time there last time, so now we know what we have to do a little different.
Now, do you stay over the night there, or do you come home?
I do. I'm actually going up tomorrow, and I'll be there all weekend. I'll come home Sunday.
There you go. Having a good time. Are you a gambler? They let you gamble, or is that not fair? Robbie, is it fair if a medium gambles? I don't know how that works.
I win.
Of course,
I'm going to Mohegan Sun this weekend.
Yeah, Jeff, I think we should change our plans. Maybe we should go hang out with Patty this weekend at Mohegan.
Yeah, well, I definitely want to bring Patty as my guest next year if we come back for the Food and Wine Fest, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
We want Patty to be hanging with us all weekend.
Is that like having Rain Man this year or whatever?
It must be. Well, Patty, how is it? I mean, does it work that way or no?
I don't think.
It doesn't work that way, but ask Ryan Christopher. He'll tell you that I'll send him a video where I'm winning stuff. And he'll be like, what machine is that? So I just know. Like, I know, and you know, I talk to dead people, so this isn't weird for you guys, but I'll ask my people, what machine do you think? And my mom will tell me.
Really?
Yeah, and I win. Like, the last show I did, I won $800 when we checked out and we were leaving, and they're like, play National Lampoons. And I'm like, all right. And I won $800, and wow. I spent $20.
Listen, let me tell you something. I fancy myself a decent blackjack player, gentlemen, right? I'm pretty good at it. I do well at it. I've been accused at one point of being a card counter. Now, they made me stop playing at this one table because this was a year or so ago. But Patty, who talks to dead people, no one tells her she can't play things. Like, she's doing a show there. Like, we know that she does this. We know that she's there. It's not a secret. And then you look over, and she's playing the roulette table, and she's up $87,000, but yet they're doing her stay. What is that about? Well,
Patty, I don't know what they're paying you to do the Comics, but I feel like you should walk around the floor and get 10%. I mean,
easy. 10,
easy.
I think you go for 15%, but if you have to take 10, it's fine. I started 15 to negotiate down.
Do you guys want to hear a funny story about gambling and one of my clients coming through once, when somebody in spirit?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, so one of my beloved clients, she's been coming to me for a few years. She was sitting in my gallery, and I said, "Are you going gambling?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Oh, you're going this weekend?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay, well, you're going to win $1,500. And I said it weird, like 1501. And she's like, "Okay." And, you know, and I happened to be there that day, and I never go to the casino, and I happened to be there. The weirdest thing, I walk over, there she is. At that very moment when I've seen her, she hit $1,501.
What?
I swear to God. We have a picture of it. We actually have a picture. We took a picture of us together.
Come on. I got to turn the creepy music off. Is that for real?
No, it is. It is for real. Yes. I won't say her name on air because she's one of my clients, but you could. She'll tell you.
Wow.
She'll message you. Yes. And it, I mean, it was, and she knew which numbers, and I said, "This is what you're going to win," down to what she won, and that's what she won. And I happened to look over, I mean, and it was at Foxwoods. Wow. And I happened to look over, and there she was, and at that very second, it hit.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Listen, yeah. If you're anywhere near the tri-state area this weekend, you guys, you got to go see Patty at Mohegan Sun. She's playing a show over at Comics. You got to go there and check it out. Tickets are available on MohegansUn.com. Just click Comics there. It comes down on the icons. Or you can just click her. You can actually search her name on the website, too. And check it out there. You got to go see it. And listen, you never know. She may look straight at you and say, "You're going to win $27,000. And that might happen, because there's a story right there. I don't know. This is my thing. Is that like using your powers for evil then?
No, because it doesn't happen. Like, that was the son coming through to let his mom know and to do that. So it doesn't really happen often, you know. But like I said, with me, they'll say, "Okay, do this." And I just started winning in the past year because I don't really go, you know. So when I did, they're like, "Oh, play this." So I don't think it's – I'm sure there are times that I would lose, you know what I mean? Like,
I just, for the life of me, I don't understand how the people who work at the casino – you've done a show, and they see you walking around Saturday night after your show, getting ready to play a game. And they're like, "They should walk up." Like, "No, you can't do that. You can't play it. It's not fair." I don't know. It just seems a little creepy to me. But listen, that's just me
dry
being
snitching.
Silly. Yeah, I mean, it's just me being silly. Of course, you should go play it. 100%. Just let me know next time you're going ahead of time, so I can go too.
I mean, I would love to win like 200,000. That doesn't happen, but I have won like 2,000.
Nice. That's all right.
That's
right
good.
There.
That's like a typical night at the yacht club for us, Plum.
Yeah. Now you're going to make us look bad, Robbie. Don't say that out loud.
The last time we were at the casino, I got a premonition. I felt like I had to go play. It was called, like, Asian Fortune. And I walked over, and everyone laughed. And I hit it. I won $500.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And then I walked
that's
over.
That's awesome.
And then I walked over and then had another $100. Then my wife was like, no more. We're taking the money and running. And I was like, I'm on fire. Well,
you got to yell, "Now we're playing with their money," and then you blow it.
Yeah, that's what, true. Well.
Or you can leave $600 up. But listen, what Jeff's story brings up a good question for you, Patty. Like, he said he got a premonition of feeling. Like, is that similar to what you get, but yours is more amplified?
Well, yes. Well, I'll actually say, "What do you think?" And I'll actually say, "Do you want me to play this?" Or "Let me know." And then they'll say, "Okay, yes, do that one." And then I'll stop.
Wow.
So it is a little – and I never did that before because I never thought – you know, even doing what I do, I never thought to, like, ask my loved ones in spirit or ask somebody. I just go. And, yeah, that's what happened.
I mean, I guess so, they won't answer me if I ask them, will they? If I said, well, tell them I'm friends with you. I'm friends with Patty.
I'll send my mom over. I'll send her, because it's my mom. I'll send her over with you.
Moms love me. We were just with somebody's mom, Jeff. Think about it, Jeff. Penny's mom, we were great. She loved me. I was kissing her, calling her mama, everything.
Mama loves us, absolutely. All the older mamas there loved us, actually. We were a hit with the older
there was,
ladies.
Yeah,
the mamacitas?
This event we were at there.
Like the Golden Girls.
Yeah, it literally was the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
Yeah,
they were adorable. We had like a swath of older women who really enjoyed our demos and just their personalities.
did I hear Penny Wright was there?
Yes, she was hitting Jeff's vape pen.
That was pretty magical. She just walked right up to me and was just like, "So what's in there?" And I was like, and she was like, "Mm-hmm, give it to me." Yep. And then she just like started hailing on it. I was like, "Nice." And she was like, "Peace, brother." And she went and sat back down. It was awesome. Viva la Mexico!
There we go. Listen, you guys can go see Patty this weekend at Mohegan Sun. You got to check her out if you haven't done so. Yeah, she's pretty amazing. Patty, last time you were on this show, you made mouths drop. People still talk about it last time. I still get messages from it. I mean, people loved you. And
Thank you.
I was a little jealous, actually. I was like, stop talking about Patty. It's my show. But that's just me. But they, no, I'm
everybody
kidding.
Loves you.
Thank you. No, I'm kidding. They loved you. They thought you were amazing. And what you did for Dave was on with us. Dave's one of our little group of chefs that hang out in the program. And you really kind of said some crazy stuff to him. And you know, he's got some big things on the horizon for himself. But I think that was interesting is that one of the things we joke about Dave is that Dave is so even-keeled all the time. He's always like, yeah, man, that's always Dave. Like, and he's completely sober, and that's Dave. So the whole time, Patty's telling him about his dad and what they used to do and what he's thinking about him, how he's proud of him. And Dave's like, yeah. No, that's great. Yeah. It was insane. But literally, I still get messages about it. So, you know, you have an open door whenever you want, Patty, because people love hearing you talk.
And I love your show. I mean, it's like having a conversation with a friend because it is. And it's wonderful.
We just have to feed you some point in time, though. We got to get you to come to one of our events so you can eat and see that we actually can cook, too.
That would be wonderful. I'll read you cook.
That's not a bad idea, actually, Jeff. Did you hear that?
I love that idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Actually, Patty, I could probably use you. I often get with clients who are like, can you make that thing my grandma made? And, of course, grandma's no longer with us. You know, that's like my least favorite thing to hear.
Like, listen, Nana's recipe, but I got somebody who can ask her. Hang on a second.
Yeah, but now I can hit you up and we can channel Nana and maybe make the sauce or whatever the dish is.
That's amazing.
Then they'll probably mess you up on purpose because they'll be like, you're not going to get my recipe.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's hilarious.
They make
you never know.
Now, Patty, can you just...
Has that ever happened? Have you ever had anything like that?
Well, not with a recipe, you know, but there are times where people will joke around with stuff.
Well, at the event you did when my family came, didn't you keep hitting somebody, like you'd punch them in the shoulder or something?
Yes.
Yeah, tell that story.
I can't remember it because when I read, I forget some things, but I don't remember if that might have been a younger man who lost his brother. And I believe that that was who I was punching. But you know what? When I read, I don't remember everything. Like, I might forget something within 10 minutes of reading. Like, say I was reading you for an hour. Well, I might say something three times and not remember that I already said it because they're not my memories to keep. But then there's some things that I will remember. You know, like I remember the Snuffleupagus of that night. There was a person who had a nickname that her boss called her, and it was Snuffleupagus. And I actually seen Snuffleupagus.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, that's it. But the one that you're talking about, I do think that it was the brother. I honestly can't remember because I do forget. But they will display, like, as they did in life, they'll do that in death. So if they joked around or they did certain things, like, you know, this person happened to punch them, that's what they will do in death as well, to kind of let you know, hey, it's me.
Wow.
And that's what they do. One of the funnest things about that night was, and I just said funnest, that's not really a word, there was a couple who was going to see Dumbo. And they actually had tickets to see Dumbo.
Okay.
And then they decided, I guess, to come see my show. I don't know, I was in the dressing room. And they had told me when I was going in that, hey, these people, you know, there's people in the audience that were going to go see Dumbo. And when I was reading, I was like, where's my Dumbo people? And so I started reading them. And apparently one of the people that I read was a young man who was coming through, and it was one of her friend's son who had passed away, and they said his name and about a walk. And I actually just read the mom the other day, and I didn't know it was her. And I go, what's up with Dumbo? And it was from those two people that were in the audience. They sent her.
Wow.
Yes. And I had no idea. And so I kept joking around with them all night, and they got a reading, and the man came up to me afterward and he said, "You had me at the first thing you said."
Amazing.
And yes. And they were going to actually see the movie. I wonder if they've seen it yet.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure. Well, Endgame came out, so they probably said the hell with Dumbo and went and saw Endgame. That's my guess.
Okay. Yes. I have to go see that myself.
Yeah. No doubt about it. You guys, Patty's got a great show coming up this weekend at Mohegan Sun. You can go check her out there. She's playing comics, 200 people. Is that right, Patty? That's it?
Yes. They're limiting it to 200 people this time. I don't believe we're not sold out yet. So I hope people will come. It's going to be an amazing afternoon, and it's going to be, you know, a lot of messages, a lot of healing.
What time is
it? And people, it's at 4 o'clock.
Perfect. Great time to go see the show and then have some dinner afterwards and talk about all the craziness and then go hang out with Patty at the blackjack table so she can win you all thousands of dollars. That's what she does.
I'll tell you what machine to go play if you're coming. No, I'm only kidding. I won't do that.
10%, Patty. 10% of the winnings.
Hey, there'll be people following me. Yeah. I'll look in, over my shoulder.
You're the
Patty,
pit boss.
Just to recap for people who maybe didn't hear the first show, just talk a little bit about how your gift works. Like, because it's not you. I remember you saying to me it was very specific. You were like, "They're dead. They don't talk. They show me things." I thought that was interesting.
Yes, because they don't have a voice like you and I. So imagine, you know, without having a voice, you wouldn't be able to communicate. So my mind looks like when you walk into the movie theater and you see the white screen. That's what my mind looks like, and then they show me whatever they want me to see, whether it's a thought, whether, like, if they want me to see what somebody looks like, they're going to show me, but they're not going to lose emphasis on that because then they're going to more concentrate on that. So they'll show me whatever they want me to see, and they're going to show me something that means something to me to get me to go there.
Crazy.
For instance, yeah, if they could say they want to stay down south, well, I was just in Florida and I was just in, Georgia. So they're going to show that to me. And it could be, you know, North Carolina or South Carolina, but they're going to show me something that means something to me. And that's the way that they're going to go.
Amazing.
You know?
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
This is the bad part. Jeff, I was never very good at Pictionary. So now when I die, are you telling me that I'm going to have like shit luck communicating with people because I can't draw pictures and show them stuff?
Yeah. Well, you know, you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out.
I need time to start practicing, Plum.
Yeah, I've got to figure that out. Thanks, I appreciate that. So I thought it was interesting.
You can say a strong emotion.
Yeah. Well, is it still the same, Patty, or does it change? Like, I remember the last time we spoke, you said sometimes things just happen and you have to say them. Or do you have more control of that now, or is it still the same?
It's still the same. So if it just, I have to say whatever they give me, whatever I feel, I have to say. So no matter what it is, they don't give anything for not your highest good. So everything I read truly is for your highest good. So if they show it to me, I have to say it.
Man, well, the craziest part too is when you started doing that stuff with Dave, it kind of came out of nowhere. You don't know Dave from anybody. You didn't even know he was going to be there with us. But your voice, go back and listen to it. It's interesting. Your voice changes a little bit. You kind of get a different cadence in your voice. It's crazy. It's interesting how much. Have you ever noticed that before? Has anyone pointed out to you?
A lot of people, they say that my whole demeanor changes. They say even the way that I look changes. Wow. When I'm actually reading, and my voice, because I take on a very matter of fact, you know, when I'm reading. And so a lot of my friends, family, and then people I've read say that to me, that I definitely change.
It's interesting. It's so interesting. Now, do you even have any friends anymore who aren't like, "Patty, what are you seeing me right now?"
I do. I do have some that don't say that, but most, you know, it's hard because I go somewhere, like I don't go to parties anymore because then I become the party favor. They're like, "Oh, excuse me." Hello.
It's the same thing for us, though, as chefs. We go to a party, people are like, "Maybe you guys could cook this for us."
Totally.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Happens all the
time. Yeah, or they'll ask you about a recipe, or they'll ask you because they want to know, because they know that you're amazing at what you do. And the same thing with me. Some people, you know, they're fascinated by it, or they're afraid of it, or, you know, some people look at me like I'm a demon, and then others will want to befriend me. So
I don't think you're a demon.
Why demon? I don't understand.
You know, because some people just don't believe in that. Like, some people, you know, don't.
Fuck them.
I agree. You know, and it's nothing bad.
Well, Well, does your head spin or anything?
That would be cool.
It does. Spins. It's spinning now. Yep. It's like, my eyes in the back.
Well, because you said you know, you look a little different. I'm just thinking, like, you know, do your eyes turn bright red? Do they start glowing? Does your hair stand straight up?
Yeah, I start flying around. No, I don't. I don't know what they mean by different, because they've never really been able to explain that to me. When, you know, my friends will just say, "You look different," and I'm like, "What?" And they've never, you know, really. I have to ask them again. But I know they definitely say my voice changes, and because it does, because I go into, you know, one, you know, just being me, and then it's very. I get very confident when I read. I get very matter of fact because. You always have your gift.
It's almost aggressive. I mean, not in a negative way, but it's very, like, it's almost a little, it's kind of aggressive. But like I said, not in a negative way. And P.S., if I find out you can fly when we hang up, when we get off this call, I'm going to be really pissed off. Like, if you can fly, I want to see that shit. The hell with the casino. That's all I'm saying. David Blaine ain't got shit.
I can read dead people. I'll fly and read dead people. No.
Yes, we're gonna go to Vegas. I'm gonna carnival bark for you. You're gonna fly. Yeah. People are gonna throw money at us. It's gonna be amazing. I would like to get all about your talking to dead people.
Okay, yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Have you ever used your powers for good?
Have I ever used my powers for good?
Yeah, you know, like to fight crime.
Well, she does actually find lost kids, right?
Yes, let me explain it this way. I have never been asked to do it by the police yet, but there are certain things that I've known. Like when there was somebody missing once, I knew if they were passed away or if they were here. One of my friends in New York asked me about somebody. I knew that they were already gone, and I kind of knew where it was near. But it depends on if their family member is giving it to me, because obviously if I got that every day, I'd be at the police station giving them information, you know. So if somebody came to me, I'd be curious if I could do something to that extent, but I have done some of it, but not with the actual police. But that's funny you say that, because that actually is one of my goals.
Well, there you go.
To do that?
Yes. Crazy. Yes.
Be your sidekick?
Sure.
I'm hilarious, and I make awesome soups.
Yep.
Wear a Robin's, like Robin, like Batman and Robin's
if you want.
Uniform.
1970s Robin, with the Speedo.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll carry the hammer.
With the J for Jeff.
Yeah, that'd be great. I like that. Well, listen, Patty, I have to ask you, I would be really cool if I don't. Is anything coming through for the three of us right now? Now, listen, I realize that you're talking to three zilches. So we don't have a lot of friends. The only friends we have are the ones we're on the phone with right now. So I would understand if nothing is. But if I don't ask, I'm going to get shot down by everybody on social media. So I'm just asking.
Okay.
You can say no. It's okay. But I know how it is.
Okay.
Listen, I don't want to go to a party and make chicken soup for everybody. But if they ask, you know, you can't blame them.
Okay. So before I say something, if I'm getting something, I just want to say, remember, if something comes through, if you're married or have been married, it comes for that family too. So say, you know, you're sitting there, I could get something for your wife, you know, so I want, if something comes through, I may not know who it's going to go to. Do you know what I mean? So I need you to work with me if I give something. Okay.
Gotcha.
You do understand. Because when if you were sitting in front of me, right, you would be representing every member of your family,
right,
living and dead. Okay. And because you represent your circle. So if something's going to come through, I could tell you as I'm talking to you, I'm having a hard time breathing and I'm not really sure where that goes. I don't know if somebody is just suffering from anxiety or there's something going on with that, but I want to mention I'm having a hard time breathing. And I also want to mention the J. I know there's a J there as well, but I don't even think about that when I read. And now remember, when they come through, they talk about people that are past. They talk about people that are here. As a medium, I don't always know the difference because everybody's here for me. Okay, so
this weekend we had a big event planned for May the 4th. It was going to be a big event with Ergo Chef Knives. We had to cancel the event because the two owners of Ergo Chef Knives, their father, went into the hospital. He was very, very ill. I'm giving you so much information right now, I know. But and one of the things is he can't breathe. Like he's in the hospital. They don't know if he's going to make it through the weekend. Like he's 87 years old or something like that. And his O2 levels were like super high in his blood and he couldn't breathe. And I don't know if that has something to do with anything, but.
And did you say one was a J? Because just because they give a letter doesn't mean it goes with that. But did you say one was?
Not off the top of my head. I'm trying to think. So it's
okay.
Mike Scott.
It doesn't mean it goes together, because they do talk about people that are here. I just wanted to see if it went together.
Right.
So it could, because I really am having a hard time breathing. But I have a really weird question, and you're going to laugh at me. But if I said to you turtles, what would you say to me?
What?
Boys.
Rob.
Wait, turtles?
Yeah.
Turtles, yes.
Not going for the joke.
I have a thing for turtles, and...
Okay. And if I said to you, now again, I'm not sitting in front of you, so I don't know where this is going, but would you get the J?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. Now, remember, they talk about people that are here, and they talk about people that are past, and
My wife is actually at a funeral for a gym.
Okay. she's at a funeral, is that what you said?
She flew to Chicago to go. A family friend of hers passed.
Okay. And that's what they do. In reality, when something's going to come through, they will talk about something going on, because that's how they do it. Now, I'm going to tell you again, as I'm talking, I'm having a hard time breathing. So I don't know if this goes to Chef Plum's person that we were talking about, but I really, or if it's going to something with you, if there's something with the lungs, or there's something about that I have to acknowledge, but I want to acknowledge. Did you cut yourself? I know you guys are chefs, and I'm sure this is going to happen, but is there a story about a certain knife or cutting herself? Is there something that I got to acknowledge?
Me?
Yeah, Robbie.
I don't know which one it goes to, but
no.
They're saying cut.
I mean, I've had tons of cuts on my hands. I mean, I've cut myself several times with a knife. Nothing too recently, though.
Okay.
Jeff, what about you,
Jeff? Is there something... Okay. Is there a joke about almost slicing a finger off, about almost, like, there's something I can't... Sometimes I don't know, because I have to... When you have your energy together, I have to connect it and pull it out, and that's what I'm trying to do. But is there a joke about cutting your fingertip off, cutting... Okay, I'm going to give you an example. So I once read a hairdresser, right? And they actually cut... When they were cutting the hair, they cut the ear off, okay? They actually sliced it as they were cutting. And so why am I telling you that? Is there a story about something like that? It could just be a word. It could be the word cut. Why am I saying that?
I'm thinking, Jeff, you got anything with that?
No. So either somebody sliced their finger, somebody sliced their nail off. Now, it doesn't mean that it belongs to you guys. It could belong to grandma. It could belong to something. I want to talk about either the fingertip missing, or the slicing something, or the cutting of something that I need to acknowledge.
Could it be a hand?
Yeah, I could absolutely. Yeah, finger, a hand. Yeah, the same thing. And I'm holding my hand up, actually.
My grandfather lost his hand in a mill.
Okay, so something was cut. Okay, that makes perfect sense to me. And so here I'm thinking fingers as it's going, but I actually had my hand up, so I want to acknowledge that. And now I'm going to give you an initial, okay? This doesn't mean it goes to grandpa. And I don't really know, because there's three of you, so it's kind of like, you know, musical chef. So it's funny how I'm
very musical.
I'm a comedian. Get it? Comedian.
Hey, there you go.
So it bounces as it's going. And when I say a name, there are such things called interchangeable names. And in an interchangeable name, I could say that it starts with something, but it could actually not start with that letter. For instance, Richard and Dick, Robert and Bob. So that doesn't mean that it's an R per se. It could just be an interchangeable name, like, okay, my name's Patricia and they call me Bob. Okay. So either somebody has the name that's completely different, or there could be something with the Robert or the Richard or something with that I have to acknowledge, or the R. Why am I acknowledging that?
I mean, Robbie, it could be because they're acknowledging you. They're pointing and they're talking about you.
My
name is Robert.
Yeah. I am Robert.
And, you know, and I forget that as I'm even reading. Is there another R for you, or is that the only? Are you the only one?
I'm a junior.
Okay, so that would make sense. There's obviously another R. So, yeah. So you're a junior, so there's that. I have a question. Who had the emphysema or the lung cancer or something with that I have to acknowledge? Now, here's the tricky thing.
My grandfather died of lung cancer.
Yeah.
My Uncle Vinny just recently died of emphysema, like a little bit ago.
Okay. Well, remember, they're going to talk about things that we say, right? And they're like, we could have had a conversation 10 years ago, 10 minutes ago, 10 days ago, and they're going to come in and they're going to talk about it. They're going to talk about our children if we have them. They're going to talk about our wives. They're going to talk about our families, because that's what they do. Okay. Is there something about, was there a discussion about the donor on the license? Was somebody talking about being a donor? Was there something about the eyes being donated for somebody? Is there something about the donation of body organs? Or do we just have this big discussion about it with somebody that I have to acknowledge?
That's not me,
Rob. No, not Jeff. Me.
Jeff?
If I said to you donor, what would you say to me?
Donor?
Yeah. If I said to you organ donor, besides, now, here's the thing. Sometimes that could mean the initials of what I'm saying, which is weird, right? But it could mean the O and the D, which aren't together, okay? It could mean who's the O and who's the D. But I want to acknowledge that they're talking about something about the organ donation or the O and the G, but I get something with the eyes. Like, I don't know if there was talking about, you know, somebody should donate their eyes. I'm not saying that somebody did it. I'm saying I feel like either somebody just got a driver's license, there was talk about that, there was something about the organ donation. There's a talk about something that I have to acknowledge.
Well, it's tough because sometimes there's things that come up after the fact, you know? I mean,
yes.
You think about it like you're like, oh, nothing, and all of a sudden it comes up. And I'm getting a text from a person now that says his dad was donated to science. So I don't know if that means anything.
Okay, well, it could. I mean, if somebody's listening, I mean, this is different. It's on the air, so it could go to somebody else, and that could happen like that. And, you know, that's the way that it happens. But I feel like somebody just had a discussion about that. Or, remember, it could be the O and the D, and they could be doing a double thing. And tell your person to listen as I'm talking. But who is the firefighter, or what was with the house fire, or what's with the fire that I have to acknowledge? Again, you guys are chefs, so yeah, we probably have fires all the time. But is somebody a firefighter, a volunteer, something with the EMT, something with emergency medical, or is there something about that I have to acknowledge?
Either one of you guys have that in your family?
Well, my whole family are volunteer firemen.
Okay. So, again, I want to ask you, is there anything with the organ donation? Was there... Say you had a discussion with him. I'm not going to do that. They're not going to take my eyes because I'm not going to be dead yet or something.
I feel like I don't. I'm still not. I still think I don't. I'm not an organ donor because I want to be resuscitated and not part
okay.
of that.
Yeah. Did you just hear what I said? Because you don't want them to take you before you're ready. Like I just said. You see what I'm saying? So where was there a discussion about that? Have you said that to somebody?
Not in. In years.
Yeah. Okay, but remember what I said in the beginning. Yeah, I said that they talk about stuff like that. What do you got?
This person saying his house. He said my brother's house burned down.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So here's the thing. There could be two different things at once. So that could be happening to your person, your friend, your listener, and it could be happening. There could be a double thing because if he had a discussion about that, and that's okay, I'm not going to do that because they're going to kill me or whatever they're doing. It could be a double thing that's happening. So I just want...
It's so crazy how this thing works. I mean, it's actually a great point how it could be totally different with doing it in this manner. I mean, I'm sure when you do radio spots, too, it's the same thing. Like, it's just... It could be so hard because who knows how many people are listening at the moment, you know?
Well, yeah, because people, you could get other people, and that's... And if that doesn't always happen that way, but if you have a spirit who wants to come through and say, hey, read my person. And as I'm talking, I'm having an issue going on with my veins. So either somebody had something with the veins in the legs or something with the legs that I have to acknowledge because they're actually making my veins hurt as I'm talking. So either somebody had the vein stripped or there's something about that, maybe that goes to a person that is communicating with me, but there's something about the vein stripping. And again, I'm having a hard time breathing, so I want to acknowledge that as well.
Dave, are you with us, Dave? I see you got your mic muted. Can you hear us? Or are you driving?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dave, it's Patty, and it seems like she's talking to you again.
Dave, you know what? It's so funny because I had no idea, like, you were communicating with him by phone, and I felt like your dad was here. And I'm like, but he's not there, so why is that happening? And that would make complete sense.
That's crazy.
Okay. Because he's letting you know that love sees all, believes all, never ends, and he's letting you know that he's with you. And I have to tell you right now that he's super proud of you, and he's not using the word super, I am, but he's saying he's really proud of all the milestones that you've hit. Get me?
Yeah.
Okay, you get me though, right?
he's probably swearing if he's saying super.
Okay. He's actually not. He's just smiling. He's actually beaming.
Oh,
right
nice.
Now.
Okay.
Okay, so he's not. Not to say he's not going to drop an F-bomb in a few minutes, because Shep Plum's dad was swearing last time. He was like dropping bombs. I was like, oh my god, he was. Yeah, I don't know if they told you that.
Wow, that's insane. That's insane. Listen, you gotta get check out Patty. She's gonna be this weekend at Mohegan Sun. There's a few tickets left. You gotta check her out. She's gonna be at Comics. Hey, Patty, you should talk to Dave. Dave, you working Saturday? You're not working Saturday night, are you, Dave?
I am not working Saturday night. Well, now,
could you set Patty up?
I think you need
to
come.
I might be able to. I'll have to talk to Sean, but
so
maybe we'll
Patty, Dave
out.
Is the number two, over, number three over at Tuscany at Mohegan Sun. That's where he works.
Really?
So
okay.
He was working. Yeah. I was saying Dave could set you up with something. I'm sure he could, if you connect with him, you know, we can connect you guys. I'm sure Dave could do something for you over there.
Oh, yeah. That would be wonderful, but you don't have to go to any trouble.
I can talk to my chef tomorrow. It's no big deal.
Your dad said I'm a nice lady. He's like, be the nice lady. I think that's funny. Is there a fishing story? And I forget if I read something before. Is there a fishing story?
There's tons of fishing stories with me and my dad.
Okay. All right. He's just acknowledging. He's just acknowledging that he is with you. And I know that the breath, like we were talking about, the hard time breathing, but that, does that have something to do with you as well? Like, does that go to dad? Cause I'm having a hard time breathing as I'm talking to you.
I mean, my dad, that's how he passed. He stopped breathing. His lungs filled up and then he just stopped breathing. He had a COPD and all kinds of crazy lung things.
So does Mike and Scott's dad. That's what he's got too, COPD. And he,
same thing? Yeah. Okay. Okay, and I want to acknowledge, as I'm talking, my shoulder is hurting. So I don't know if somebody tore their rotator cuff or there's something about the shoulder that I have to acknowledge. It could be you guys, but I want to acknowledge they're making my shoulder hurt.
I had my arm rebuilt a couple years ago because I didn't have a rotator cuff.
So you didn't have one. Okay, see how that goes?
There you go.
That is crazy. So again, dad's letting you know that he is with you. And
he actually took care of me after surgery, after that surgery.
Really? So making my arm hurt, he actually took care of you after that surgery. Okay, I have a weird question. Do you and again, if I read something, I forget. I read a lot of people, okay?
Patty, I just want to point out, when I preface anything with I have a weird question, usually the next thing is I get smacked. Just pointing that out.
Okay.
A little different.
Okay, I know. That's going to be one of my... I'm getting T-shirts and sweatshirts made. I should probably say, I have a weird question.
That would be amazing. I would wear that.
That's hilarious.
I'd wear that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I should probably say that instead of the whole death thing. But yeah, they're actually... no, they're actually being made. We're going to have them tomorrow, and we're going to show them at Mohegan, and then we're going to take orders for them and stuff.
I love it.
So,
I have a weird question.
Yeah, because I never know what to say. But so I'm like, and you know, here's the thing. When they give me, like, when they show me something, they always give me a story to it, or I want to give a story to it. And it could just be the word they're saying, but I try to make sense of it. So I'm trying to give it, like, a foundation, a beginning and an end when I say that. But, Dave, is there something about your license, or you have dad's ID, or is there something about your license that I have to acknowledge?
Not that I know of. I don't think
so. Something with his wallet, something in the wallet, something with the license, something with the ID, something that I need to acknowledge.
I mean, you were saying organ donor earlier, but...
Yeah, and what about it?
I mean, I'm an organ donor, but when I picked up on that, it's just like, I thought because my dad was actually donated to science when he passed.
Okay,
Yeah.
Then that would make sense. So I'm seeing organ donation, so that would make perfect sense. And then you have that on your license as well, correct?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And as I'm talking, they made me take my ring off. Now, remember, rings were the only thing I used to wear. I never used to wear anything else. And they have me, my ring is off, and it's not where it's supposed to be. And that could be something as simple as somebody was supposed to be somewhere and they're not where they're supposed to be. You know, you could, it doesn't mean it's actually a piece of jewelry. It could mean anything with that. So, you know what? Where's your dad's ashes?
Sitting in front of me.
Okay. Okay. Is that where they're supposed to be?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Okay. Nobody's supposed to have anything else. There's not supposed to be anything else with that. There's nothing. So, we'll
put my aunt is waiting for me to send her some.
Okay. Okay, so see what makes sense? So his ashes are in front of you.
Yeah, she wants to get a necklace made from the ashes or something like that.
Okay, so that makes sense. So he's saying, so she hasn't gotten yet, so they're not where it's supposed to be, you know? I'm not sure if he's happy about that or not, but he's just acknowledging that that was her wish. You know what I mean? That was, he's not where he's supposed to be according to somebody else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he would just be acknowledging that.
Man.
Did you just make it? What's with the frog legs? Oh, you want me to stop? Sorry.
No, you can keep going. Go ahead. It's amazing. I was going to wrap you up, but you got there. Listen, I'm not. Who am I?
Frog legs.
Dead people.
Yeah. They'll come after you. Sleep with one eye open. I'm waking.
I want them to help me in the casino. I don't want to argue with them.
Just call my mom. Just call on Fran.
Is there a frog leg thing? Is that what I'm seeing? Is that what you just said? I love frog legs. They're delicious.
Are they really?
Oh my god, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
Fried frog
legs. It's like fish and chicken.
It's delicious.
Okay, so if there's something about a dish you make or something about that, because they're saying frog legs, or that it could also be an F and an L, meaning who's the F and who's the L, but they're saying frog legs. So if there's a few obviously love frog legs, then that could be what it is, because that's what they talk about. I have a really weird question for you, Dave. I don't know if this goes to you, if it goes to Plum, and I know there's other people there. Did you almost drown?
Oh, a few times.
Okay.
And the first time it was because my dad was teaching me how to swim, and he just threw me in a pool.
That's a terrible job.
Okay. So no, he's acknowledging that.
All right.
He said he doesn't want to make you cry, but he seriously wants to say to you that he is beyond proud of you. He said that you have been through hell and back. He said, but you have put one foot in front of the other. He said, keep doing that. He said, his hand is on your back, and he is guiding you always, and he is with you. He's in front of you, protecting you. He's behind you so nobody gets you, and he's on the side of you. And he's just acknowledging that. And he comes very strong, very full of love. Like, the matter of fact, like, this is the way that is. So he wants to acknowledge that for you.
There you go, Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to make you cry. And I'm sorry. Did I make you cry again? I'm sorry.
A little bit.
He is. Look how powerful. Like, you're not even like in the podcast tonight. Okay.
No, he's
so yeah. And then he comes through. And it's funny because I almost said, well, it's weird. I thought your dad was here. But I'm like, well, Dave's not there.
Right.
So, and he was. And that was, and I had no idea it was you messaging. So he's letting you know that he is with you.
That's crazy. How about that? How about that? Listen, you guys, you got to check out Patty this weekend. She's at Mohegan Sun playing comics this weekend, 4 p.m. on Saturday. There's a few tickets left. You got to go see her. It's a great show. She's a lot of fun to hang out with. And, of course, Patty is the absolute best at teaching you which slot machines to play to win money. Patty, I love talking to you. You're so fun.
Thank you. You're so fun, too. I love being on your show.
You are the best. Make sure you guys go see her this weekend. Patty, we're going to get you on out of here, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Much love. You're the best. Thanks
awesome.
For being so cool
Thank
to my
you
kids.
So much.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. Nice meeting
crazy.
You on.
Hey, and Patty,
remember, he's with you.
We're going to get in touch with you. We're going to do something this summer, okay? We got some things working.
Definitely. Definitely. You name the day, and I'll be there.
We're coming to the Hamptons. We're going to make you fancy in the Hamptons with us. Is that cool?
All right, that's really cool. I would definitely do it.
There you go.
Happen.
All right, Patty, we'll talk to you. Thank you again. Make sure you see her this weekend at Mohegan Sun at Comics. Show's at 4 o'clock. Couple tickets left. Check it out, MohiganSun.com. Patty, we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you so much. Bye,
thank
everybody.
You, see ya.
Bye, Patty.
There
Bye.
She goes.
Bye, Patty.
Patty Griffin. And then, of course, I totally forgot to play. I mean, Dave's here, so what am I thinking? You're the best. There we go. Dave, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on you guys to pick me up from the airport. I thought you were going to, like, pick me up before you guys started the podcast, but...
Nope.
Listen, it's so great when you have Patty on, because I never know where she's going with anything or what's going to happen. It's really, like, my eyes are really big and bugged out, and I'm trying to figure out how to make a show, like, keep a show going, because I know what she's doing and how she does her shows. And but the last time she told me we were off air, she was like, Dave stuff comes through really easily, and I don't know if it's, listen, believe what you want, think what you want, you know, you can easily say that they know, Dave's dad knows that he can reach him through this program, so I'm going to go with that and say that your father realizes that he can reach you through this program very easily, so that's why we gave you a buzz, Dave.
Nice, appreciate it.
That's right. Jeffy, what'd you think? Are you ready? Are we going to go be Ghostbusters?
I believe in Jesus, bro.
Yeah, I hear you.
All those
He's
feelings that
too.
She was describing, exactly. I have the Holy Ghost. I believe in the Holy Ghost, and I all those feelings about, you know, front, back, side, and side, I had that same feeling about God.
What about you, so Robbie?
I get it.
I'm still on the fence. I feel like she definitely hit on some things that...
You give her time. Give her enough time. She'll
Listen, there was things that she said that I lost my girlfriend from high school at 19 years old. I was 22, and I feel like there was a few things that were said that could have been her coming through or my grandfather.
See, this is it comes to you after the fact. It happens all the time. It happened to me too.
So I'm still on the fence, but I'm sure if I was in person, she would have been able to probably blow my mind there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Patty's the best. I think seeing her live is the best way to do that. And you can see her live this Saturday night at Mohegan Sun Comics at Mohegan Sun. Go get tickets to go see Patty. She's a great person, friend of the show.
She's awesome. She's awesome. The fact that she's going to eventually help the police and fight crime with her gifts is, to me, the most special thing.
Listen, she said she's going to be part of our new Avengers we're making. She's going to be like our Professor X. Like, she doesn't actually go to battles, but she sends us places.
I'm going to follow her around with the hammer to make sure she stays out of trouble and she's in a trance.
You wouldn't have a hammer. You would have like a mallet for pounding chicken.
No, it's the gun. The hammer, son. The hammer.
Damn, son.
Gosh.
No. You're going to be like Kitchen Thor, but you don't get the hammer. You get like pound out chicken.
Hey, spoiler alert for everybody for Endgame. I'm not going to give anything away, but I do want to say one thing. Anybody else favorite? What? I can't say one thing?
You're going to be a dick?
It's been out for a week.
Did you see it?
Yes.
In the theater?
No.
Then you don't know. You didn't experience it.
I can't talk about one thing.
Let me ask you this. Would you be upset if you were a fan of the show who didn't get a day off because some dickbag called in sick and didn't get to go see it, or maybe your flight was canceled or something and your panties are all in a bunch and you didn't get to go see it? Would you want Chef Plum spoiling it?
All right. So can I do it next week? That's 2 weeks after the movie's been released.
Fuck it. Do it anyway. Fuck them.
I know you got a good point. We'll talk about it next week. We'll talk about next week. We'll do next week with it. Listen, we're running a little late here tonight. Dave, what's up, brother? How are you? Everything good?
I'm doing good. You guys know I'm in Mexico waiting for you guys picking up from the airport.
What's that? I can't hear you. You sound so far away.
You can't hear me?
No, you sound far away.
What about now?
No, I think you sound like you're in Mexico.
I am in Mexico. When are you guys picking me up?
Dave, we already left.
What do you mean you already left? I just got here. You guys got here Tuesday or some shit, right?
We got back yesterday. We were supposed to get back Saturday.
We got home on Tuesday. Yeah. Or Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Dave, I'm kind of in a bad mood. Is there anything you can do to help with that?
Yeah.
Maybe before I leave?
I heard Robbie's in a bad mood. Can you help with that, Dave? Before you leave?
Yeah, Rob, you swing by, I guarantee by the time you go home, your mood will be different.
He just went for it. All right, we have some questions we got to get through to Rob to get his opinion before we get on out of here on this program tonight. Thank you guys for checking out Plum Love Foods Live. It's myself, the one and only Chef Jeff. We got Chef Robbie and, of course, Chef Dave all hanging out here on the program tonight. It's time, and big shout out to Patty Griffin for stopping by. Make sure you check out her show this Saturday night at Comics at Mohegan Sun. You can get tickets online for that if you haven't done so yet. It's going to sell out, I promise you. Gentlemen, that's called setting the table. That's what I just did there. I reset the table. I think it's time to get a few opinions from Rob. Jeff, do you have a couple of questions for Rob that you need to get his opinion on? Are you prepared?
Absolutely. I have a few things I want to talk to him about.
Well, good. I think we're ready. And Dave, you may have a thing or two, right?
Yeah, give me a minute. I can come up with all kinds of shit.
No, you can't say come up with all kinds. You're supposed to act like you
prepared. I have all kinds of things written down to ask Rob. I've been thinking about it all day. All
right, good. Well, Jeff, let's see. Let's have you go first, Jeff.
Traffic. What do you think about traffic?
I think it is awesome. It is a great time to reflect and reset the day.
Have you ever washed your windows?
Yes.
The fuck? Did you say he washed his windows? That's the best you got? Come on, Jeffy.
Well, man, you're really offensive sometimes with your opinion, sir.
Go ahead, Jeff.
All right.
Robbie,
what do you think of power tools? Like, should they be in the bedroom?
It's supposed it depends to be. If, time out. Time out. Jeff is battery. Fucking the game up. Let's start all over. Here we go. Ready? I'll go.
Go.
Flannel shirts.
Summer or only winter?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Lemonade.
It's a popular drink, and it still is.
It's a popular drink. Scientology.
Oh, fuck that shit.
All right, Jeff, you see how to play the game now? You refreshed?
I'm refreshed. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
IKEA.
Meatballs.
All right, Dave, go.
Cucumbers.
Why'd you
salad
yell like you were
or
too,
bedroom?
He yelled it like he was too.
You're
rocking.
Really excited about that one. That was like, that's the most excited I've ever heard you about a bit.
Go ahead, Dave.
Chicken heads.
What is going on? You're blowing my mind. This is the most.
It's so much energy. Like,
yeah, you're always like, yes, whatever. Yeah, bro. What's up? What's good?
He loves this game.
Now you're yelling the words at me.
Wait, damn it, didn't go.
Chicken heads?
Ice cream.
Oh, I love ice cream.
Pubic hair.
Shave it.
Fuck yeah.
You don't want it to get stuck in your teeth.
Poodles.
Standard or toy?
Breakfast burritos.
Delicious.
Hey, look, I want to point out Patty.
Oompa Loompas.
Oh, sorry, Dave. Go ahead. I wasn't trying to host a show or anything. Go ahead. Oompa Loompas, go for it.
Minions.
All right, look. Honestly, like, I'm getting messages. I was hoping Dave was going to shout another one out when I was trying to talk. It would have been awesome.
Chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Don't put Kool-Aid in the chicken parm.
What doesn't make any fucking sense? You're just saying shit now. You're not even thinking about the question.
Yes, I am.
This is falling apart.
I recently went to a place that puts high C in their fucking chicken parm sauce.
It's not Kool-Aid.
What?
High C.
What did you just say?
Yeah. The guy looked at me with a straight face. It's in Syosset. It's right by that Hess station that when we go to the Ingracias, it's like behind there.
Walk me through this though. No, walk me through what's going on.
I got
a really long Rob's opinion.
I got a chicken parm there, and I was like, this tastes so fucking weird. And then
Mm-hmm. Then what
happened? What's in it, Rob? Get to the point.
The waiter told me that they put powdered high C in the fucking sauce they use for the chicken parm. That's like their secret ingredient.
Hold on. In the pasta sauce? Like the red sauce?
In the red sauce, yes.
Has high C. What
powdered
flavor?
High C.
Like the orange original?
Yes. Huh. I could taste it. It was like
your palate's that good you could pick that up in tomato sauce?
I didn't know what the fuck it was.
I was like, wow, I've never had anything like this. You know what it reminded me of? When my kids made me breakfast for Father's Day, and it was like half the shit in the pantry, and you were like, oh, thanks. How much of this do I have to eat before they fucking leave the room?
But Rob, what'd you think of that dinner that your kids made you from the pantry?
Oh, it was delicious.
All right, look, right now I'm getting messages from Patty. She's saying her people who are listening don't want her to stop reading everyone, which is really funny.
Bring her back on.
We went from Patty reading people, like engaging content, to Rob's fucking opinion, talking about high C and fucking chicken parm. That's amazing radio.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. How does that guy haven't been beaten up? Like, no one's attacked him?
He hasn't been beaten up.
Gone in there and tasted the sauce and was like, what?
Apparently they love it.
Who puts high C in their sauce? Bring them out.
It's like, according to him, it's like putting the sugar in your, like, sauce. Like granulated sugar.
That makes sense. If you put sugar in the sauce, which I don't do.
I don't do that either. So that's, I think, why I was like, ugh, like, what the hell is this fucking sauce?
What the fuck? All right, look.
And then they were...
Gentlemen, you want to keep talking about the high C fucking marinara sauce, or can we wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
You want to bring Patty back on and have her read us more, or people want to read us more?
Yeah, she's...
People? Her people?
Yeah, she's
like the dead people, the alive people?
Listen, if her people can talk to my people, I want my people to come through, because either my people are just really quiet, or they're bad at charades like your people, Plum.
I just got a... What just happened? I got a kidney hurting. I can't breathe. Oh, they want me to dance or something. Oh, she's making funny jokes. I was like, is that a real text? Listen, Patty, we love you. You're the best. I think we're laughing at Rob's opinion because it just... Everything kind of... It was called Train Wreck Radio. That's what we just did right there, ladies and gentlemen. Right there.
Yeah.
That's
that
it.
Was pretty magical.
Check it out. You guys, you can follow my buddy, Chef Rob, at Chef Robert Prado on Instagram. You can follow Jeffy, of course, at Fork King Chef. That's two Ks in there. And, of course, Dave at Dave Boredom. Listen, Dave, let me ask you a question, buddy. You still with us?
Yeah.
It seems like whenever I have... That was weird. I thought maybe you were going to yell more random things at me. Cheetos!
Chicken heads! It's my favorite.
I have a question about the chicken heads. Did you mean like actual chicken heads, or like the slang version where that's a girl?
Hey, man, you know, it's all on how you perceive it, right?
Bucatini!
Bucatini. Anyway.
Anyway, listen, we appreciate you guys taking the time to check us out tonight. Final thoughts, Rob, on everything that's happened this evening. Final thoughts.
It was amazing. My mind is blown.
Excellent. Jeffy, final thoughts. Give us Jeffy's final word. Hang on, do we have a thing for that? We need something for Jeffy's final word.
Conspiracy.
That's not it.
I gotta tell you, I can't stop laughing when I hear the powdered water bit, and it says it could cause AIDS.
Hold on.
It just makes me laugh.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Our sponsor.
It's a sponsor. They pay money. Like, we're trying to...
Well, you know, I've been sniffing it.
They're called advertisements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever. Thank I've been you. Sniffing the powdered water, and I can't think straight anymore.
How do you feel?
Amazing.
Well, then, there you go.
Fucking solid product.
So try being supportive, Rob. Yeah. Instead of being so fucking negative all the time.
You come in here, you bring negativity.
I'm not negative.
Bring your fucking negativity around here, man.
Whoa.
You hurt my friends and you hurt my pride. I can't let that slide.
You can't let it slide.
Oh, put the beats on. Jeff is freestyling.
Yeah. That's actually, I'm solely corned beefing that from another artist, Rick Derringer.
I know. Listen, you're still dropping. We still need to drop a beat for you. What you're going
to
do that?
All I want you to know, Robbie, is my final, Robbie, hang on, Jeff, Rob. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, I just want you to know you got to take a stand. You can't fucking let it ride. You don't
never
have to hide.
Never hide.
Mm-mm. Never hide.
These colors do not fucking run.
America, fuck yeah.
America.
Walmart. Taco Bell.
America.
Fuck yeah. Pocket pussy.
Also, viva la Mexico.
Viva la raza.
I don't know
what you guys are thinking about that. You guys aren't really not in Mexico.
Everybody's talking at once. We can't talk over each other, gentlemen. It doesn't work. Now everybody's quiet.
Rob asked if you could get over the wall. Did you have trouble getting over the wall?
Man, have you ever seen me and Jeff? We're like fucking ninjas climbing walls. You missed it.
Yeah.
You weren't invited, Dave. Were you invited?
I'm here right now, and apparently I fucking missed the train, so.
That's right. All right, look. I'm going to wrap up this train wreck. I'm going to put it back together. These Legos have been broken apart. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you checking out. Look, big shout out to Jeffy. Big shout out to Robbie. Big shout out to, of course, Big Dave, checking out being a part of the program this evening. Of course, if you haven't done so yet, get your tickets to see our good friend, what in the fuck just got texted me? Oh, Jesus. Our good friend Patty Griffin, she's doing a show at Mohegan Sun this weekend. Go see her. She's amazing. She'll win you some money. That's what we found out tonight, Jeffy. You can win money with her.
I want to hang out with her so bad.
Do you think she'll play AIDS quarters with us?
Dude, that's a whole different story itself. That's all that is.
That game hurt my hand.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to everybody who helped us, had a great time with us in Mexico and brought us out there. And of course, to all you guys out there, we thank you for all your listening and everything else. Remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we get the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.